Welcome to From the Chair with the Most Reverend Frederick F. Campbell, Bishop of the Diocese of Columbus. From the Chair is a series created by Bishop Campbell in cooperation with St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, so that he might directly speak with his flock to address questions about living the Catholic faith. In this series, Bishop Campbell hopes to present many subjects, including life in the Church, spiritual growth, our responsibility as Christians, and our individual vocation to holiness. From the Chair is intended to encourage our prayer life, to draw us deeper into a relationship with God, and to announce the good news of Jesus Christ. And now, Bishop Frederick Campbell.
My dear friends, this coming Sunday we will celebrate the solemnity of the most sacred body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. It is a feast day that is frequently remembered by its Latin title of Corpus Christi. And in preparing for this solemnity, there was an issue that came to my mind that was formulated around understanding what are the fundamental characteristics of Catholic life. So often people ask Catholics, well, what defines a Catholic? What are the characteristics that shape Catholic life? If those who are not a member of the Catholic Church are asked that question, almost inevitably they will mention, well, Catholics honor the Pope and they venerate Mary, or sometimes they mistakenly think we worship Mary. But the Pope and Mary play a very large role in the way that they conceive of Catholic life. Many in our secular world will focus on the moral teachings of the Church, for certainly those moral teachings do in fact bring the Church into a face-to-face challenge with so much in our modern world, and are often the things that most interest and sometimes in the secular world distress other people. And even some Catholics, I think, would first describe the fundamental characteristic of Catholic life as a sort of moral code. But I think we want to ask ourselves, what are the beliefs and practices that root our Catholic lives and daily existence? I should like to propose something that is suggested by the Feast of Corpus Christi. At the heart of Catholic life and Catholic identity is the celebration of the Holy Eucharist and the participation in the body and blood of Jesus Christ. So fundamental is this that the Church celebrates this Eucharist and makes available Holy Communion every day except for two: Good Friday, Holy Saturday. This celebration of the Eucharist is our participation in the saving events of the death and resurrection of Christ throughout every time and every place. When we celebrate the Eucharist, we do not simply remember an historical event 2,000 years ago. We recognize that that event is the very heart of the message of salvation. But through the Eucharist, that message, that meaning, and that promise is made present to us. Wherever we are, and whatever time we live, and we can be as profoundly affected by those saving events as were the earliest apostles. For in a sense, in the Eucharist, those events are made present to us in a sacramental form. That is why Catholics often talk about the real presence of Jesus Christ. He is present now sacramentally and in his Spirit, but yet as powerfully as he was 2,000 years ago. In that Holy Eucharist, we find the fulfillment of a promise of Christ made before he was to ascend to his heavenly Father, and it is recorded for us in the Gospel of Matthew. He gave his disciples the Great Commission to go and preach the gospel throughout all the nations and baptizing them in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. But he added, as his last words, and remember this, I am with you always until the end of the ages. And in the celebration of the most sacred body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ, we are asked to remember very deeply that in this sacramental reality lies the true presence of Christ. It is a sacrifice offered on the altars. It is a reality that is kept for us, for our private devotion and our individual prayers. It is a sign that, in fact, Jesus dwells among us. That is why we call the place in which we reserve the Blessed Sacrament a tabernacle, which in fact means a tent. And it is reminiscent of the tent that was built by our Jewish ancestors when in the desert, on their way to the Promised Land, the presence of God was kept in the tent that they erected wherever they were, as a sign that the Lord was always with them on their pilgrimage. That Blessed Sacrament is a food for our journey here on earth. It is a healing of soul and often body. But it is a goad for us to remember that it is offered to us to move us along on our pilgrimage when the promise of the Holy Eucharist will be fully realized in the final glorification and revelation of our Lord Jesus Christ. And in the Holy Eucharist, as we hear the Word of God proclaimed, as we celebrate that life and death and resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ, we come to know our purpose here in this world. And the encouragement that the Eucharist gives to our pilgrimage. For in fact, we understand that here we have no lasting city. And in the celebration of the Eucharist, we are joined to that eternal liturgy of heaven, in which the angels and saints already participate in honor of God through Jesus Christ and in the Spirit. All of our moral teachings of the Catholic Church, in a sense, flow from the meaning of the Eucharist. That is, they help us to understand that we need to prepare for an authentic participation in the Eucharist and for the reception of the Blessed Sacrament. We prepare for this by our pursuit of a virtuous life, both as a response to the goodness and love of God and as a preparation to celebrate the presence of Jesus Christ among us and worthily to receive his sacramental body and blood. All of the social activities of the Catholic Church flow from this Eucharist. That is, the love of nature, the love of neighbor, the desire to share, a deep concern for those who are in any need, flow from an act of thanksgiving for what God has given us through Jesus Christ and in his true presence. We recite the Creed every Sunday before our entrance into the sacred mysteries, because we must know what is true before we can do what is true and good. But all a preparation for that participation, even here on earth, in a heavenly liturgy to which we will be called if we are faithful at the end when the kingdom is fully realized. The celebration of the solemnity of the most sacred body and blood of Jesus Christ is an opportunity for us, year by year, to go ever deeper into the mystery, to awaken a deeper devotion and reverence for what has been given us, and to allow us to make of our lives an everlasting and continual act of thanksgiving. For in giving thanksgiving, we draw closer to our Heavenly Father in the power of Christ and in the presence of the Holy Spirit.
You have been listening to From the Chair with the Most Reverend Frederick F. Campbell, Bishop of the Diocese of Columbus. From the Chair is a series created by Bishop Campbell in cooperation with St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, so that he might directly speak with his flock to address questions about living the Catholic faith. Join us each Tuesday at 5 p.m. for From the Chair with Bishop Frederick F. Campbell.